Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome into the Winklerverse, coming at you on a Friday. A little bit of a pregame situation we got going on here with the Brewers about to take on the Marlins at American Family Field. And the Packers shareholders meeting is today, which I've attended one time. And I think that needs to be the only time that I ever do attend that. So I wanted to talk about those things. Tim Shea is going to be here in a moment. But I also wanted to come onto the YouTube channel to sort of find some solace. I felt very attacked last night on my show. Sometimes what happens is I'll do my show at night, Infinity Sports Network, 9 to 1, P to A, Central Time. And I'll feel like at times I'm talking into the void. Sometimes I feel like I'm talking, people are listening. It's not really affecting them. They're consuming. All's well that ends well. And then there's some nights that, and I don't even think it's anything I say, but I feel like there's some nights where, like, let's say I have, I don't know, I'm going to throw out a big number. Okay, I'm going to throw out a big number. Let's say I have 1 million people listening every night, which I do not. But let's say that I do. Sometimes I feel like 90 million people are listening based on the kind of feedback that I get. Because on Thursday night, it was hot. It was hot. First of all, I did my Bartometer segment where I rank 8 things. And I did best trade deadline acquisitions that were rentals. So you could acquire a guy at the trade deadline, but if they re-signed with you, that didn't count. If you then traded them a la Cliff Lee, that didn't count. It had to be somebody that you brought in, they were there for a couple of months, and then you traded them out. And I put CC Sabathia at number 1. Of course I did. That changed everything. That was the first time in my life that the Brewers had made the playoffs. 24 years. 24 years. 2008. 26 years. I was 24. I was 24. I collected baseball cards. I went to Brewers games. I didn't see my team make the postseason until I was 24 years old. That's absurd. That's absurd. And CC was a big part of that. And those that remember how much he actually did in that run, how much the Brewers used and abused him. They knew they weren't going to re-sign him, so they did not care. He ended up having a great second act or final act of his career with the Yankees, Hall of Fame kind of guy. But I think that's the biggest trade deadline acquisition that turned out to be a rental. Now, I got people mad because of Aroldis Chapman, got traded to the Cubs from the Yankees, and then went back to the Yankees, and they won a World Series, even though he blew up in Game 7. So I got people mad about that. Then I got people mad about Hulk Hogan, who I asked the question on the show, can you eulogize somebody? Because I don't do eulogy radio. I don't sit here and say, oh, we lost Franco Harris today. Everything's so sad. He was the great. I don't do that. It's weird to me. But with Hulk Hogan, I wanted to talk about when a guy kind of sucks, how do you talk about the good stuff he does and not the bad stuff? Because I was listening, I was driving around, and I listened to the radio, I listened to the different news stations. I had Fox News on at this particular moment. I was listening to Funkasaurus, who is now Tyrus or Tyus or whatever. And he's like, oh, you just got to think about the wrestling. Can you? Can you? So I made a guy very mad. I wanted to share that screen of the things that he tweeted me because I made a guy very, very, very mad. And I, under the new StreamYard system, don't know how to share a screen. Anyway, I'll share Hot Take Jake with you all. What's up, Jake?
What's up?
I got a voicemail from you. Should I play it?
You can, because, I mean, it was totally relevant to Wednesday's show for sure. You know, a little sneak peek is that I don't know if any of this shit is real.
Like the world?
yeah, like right now, I think I could be laying in a bed in West Allis, Wisconsin in the year 2010 as we speak.
Yeah, I don't think this is real either.
It's there's too many things that have gone just haywire in the last 15 years that like it feels very glitchy.
Like, we're on a branch timeline.
A fucking reality TV star is a president. Like it just that alone, you know?
So I think about this all the time. I talk about it all the time. Something COVID related may have happened. I've seen people think that something happened back in 1988.
Yeah, I've heard that theory.
Otherwise, there's that CERN collider they got going on in Switzerland where they're fucking around with neutrons and shit.
Yeah.
I don't like that. So my example is, and maybe you've heard this, the moment I knew, like I've always wondered if this was real, but the moment I knew was a couple of weeks ago. I was out for a walk. I saw somebody walking a dog while holding a book in their hand and reading it. And I thought, that's weird. And then I turned around the corner and I saw another person doing the same thing. And I'm like, this is fake. It's fake. We're not in a real world.
Well, I remember seeing a meme that really blew my mind that like I couldn't stop thinking about forever. And it was like, if you want to know that the world is a simulation, just think about this. Have you ever seen your next door neighbor bringing groceries into their house?
I saw that too. And I've been thinking about that for weeks. And then 2 days ago, I saw my neighbor bringing groceries and I was like,
bless the heart. That's the Matrix responding though. They're like, they know he's onto us. So we better send this shit now.
Meanwhile, I feel like I'm lugging in groceries every goddamn day.
Seriously, right? Anyways, with your trade deadline thing, was that all sports or was that just baseball?
That was just baseball.
I was going to say, because if it was like all sports, the first one that comes to my mind is Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. Okay.
Football, I'd have to think about it. I don't know.
Well, it was just baseball, trade deadline rentals. Basically, it was a way for me to, you know, hype up CC Sabathia.
Sure.
And well, I still think the Brewers should have retired his number. I know that that's stupid, but he did make that big of an impact. And it still lingers to this day.
We got to stop with the number retirement stuff. Like the Bucks are the worst example I've ever seen. Like you have actual fans of the team that don't know the names of the like number or retired numbers that the Bucks have, which is pretty crazy.
Well, that's because they were good in the 80s and nobody knew. And then when you learn about the Bucks, nobody tells you about the 80s because they didn't win anything.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like they were good in the 80s. They weren't great in the 80s. So like, why are we retiring like good players? The Brewers aren't going to retire Tony Graffanino, you know?
Well, that's a little different than Bob Dandridge, but
I'm going a little hyperbolic, but my point stands.
I do feel like I think so. Giannis, obviously. And maybe when they do that, they do a bullshit Ray thing too. Like, oh, and Ray Allen can come back.
I feel like
There's a team that just did that. The Mariners with Ichiro and Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we'll retire 51 for both.
So Randy Johnson's number wasn't retired?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I guess it wouldn't have been. Yeah, that seems a little wild that they would even let his number go. There must have been some sort of, you know, departure that wasn't so savory between those two.
And then Middleton is a lock.
No, sorry. You should be sorry. That's a horrible take.
Middleton is the absolute threshold for what a jersey retirement should be. He's the absolute threshold. He's the guy.
So a fringe all-star a couple times just gets your number retired. Cool.
Right. Won a championship, played for 12 years.
Hey, Bryn Forbes, in the year they won the title, single-handedly beat Miami, so maybe he should get his number retired. That's a title-winning team, just saying.
And then I'm here to tell you that I wouldn't do it, but they will. They will retire Brook Lopez's 11.
You're probably right. And I think, honestly, for what he meant to everything that they did as like schematically, I think he probably deserves it more than Middleton.
What the fuck? You're such a hater. Drives me nuts.
A little bit, but that's okay. My takes have to remain hot. Hey, you did a really cool thing a couple weeks ago where it was like, name the top sports moment in your life, and then also name one moment you could change. Like, if you could change it, you would do it. I think that should be a trademark of yours. Like, you remember Dan Patrick would have like the height weight thing, and
yeah.
Jim Rome would have thanks for the vine.
Oh, like if they call in, they have to name the moment right away.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of fun.
Well, I do that for Listener Appreciation Week, aka I need time to fill during the All Star Week.
Yeah, well, that could be just a general time filler. I liked it. I enjoyed that segment.
How many discounts does USAA auto insurance offer? Too many to say here. Multi-vehicle discount, safe driver discount, new vehicle discount, storage discount, legacy.
How many discounts will you stack up? Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/auto discounts. Restrictions apply.
I had a guy call last night, so I was talking about Hulk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you do when a guy dies? How do you... and some guy did not like that. He said, InfoGuy65, you can look him up. He says, hey, Bart, why not try to be a human and give a few nice words about a true American hero? Jesus. Then he said, did you just call Hulk Hogan a racist? I said, he said racist things. You're an absolute tool, bro. You're going to get what's yours. It's coming to you. May the Lord rain down on you hard.
Okay.
Then I said, I'll say something political. Because, you know, when like shootings happen,
sure,
people say now is not the time to politicize this.
Yeah.
But then we never get back to politicizing.
Right. Yeah,
it goes away.
I don't want to talk about it is all they're saying.
Yeah, it just goes away. So I'm always wondering when is the time to talk about that. And so I said like that with Hulk. I said, if we can't say the bad stuff now, can I come back in a week and say it? When can I say it? And this guy misinterpreted that. And he said, you douchebag, you admitted it was political. You're a liberal loser. You'll get what's yours. I hope Trump shuts down Infinity. Well, you did it, Bart. You made national news as one of the crazy liberal mainstream media nut jobs that went after Hulk. Dude, keep going. This is going to get you trending. Trump may even mention you. Don't sweat it, Bart. You succeeded. I own several businesses across the nation, and your show will be turned off in every single one of them. What the fuck?
Oh, that's great.
From one car to another, Tim Shea is also joining us.
Yes.
That's what you should have replied with. Like, do you realize who I know? I know Tim Shea.
I know Tim Shea, who I promoted, and Zach in the Falls says, I'm staying just for Tim Shea. And Basement Dave says, love the Tim Shea content.
I'm Tim Shea, and I'm running.
Oh, it would have been funny if it didn't cut off.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Not my...
Hey Tim, what was your greatest athletic moment in your life? I want to know.
How do I?
Oh no!
All right, there we go. Sorry,
classic.
It was my Bluetooth.
God, you are one of a kind, Tim.
Yeah. How's it going?
Do you want to do your funny line? Do you want to do your funny line again?
I'm Tim Shea, and I'm running for governor.
Ah, oh, there we go.
God help us.
Come on.
Hey, for the Hulk Hogan thing, I think you just go with the old school. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Well, then the guy goes, would you go to a wake and start shitting on a guy who died? I go, no. And he goes, well, that's what you're doing now. His family. What if his family's listening? And I go, I promise you, Hulk Hogan's family is not listening to my fucking show. How do you know? I go, Jesus Christ, man. I know.
Too busy getting people paralyzed and marrying 19-year-old boys and whatever.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Now's not the time, Jay.
Sorry. But it does. This kind of reminds me of an old Norm MacDonald bit where, like, you know, Hulkster, he had some issues, but, you know, he was great to the people that knew him and loved him. And Norm MacDonald's bit was like, Hitler had a dog, and to that dog, the greatest human alive was Hitler. Like, think about that, you know? So it's not really anything earth-shattering or groundbreaking to be like, yeah, this dickhead that everybody hates, the people that were around him liked him. Cool.
Yeah, recounting Norm bits don't really work. It's got to be Norm.
Yeah, that's true.
It's got to be Norm.
Most people don't get Norm anyways because, you know, just not smart enough to get them. But I digress. I did want to ask you, for that baseball bit, what were the other names that you had behind CeCe? Because I want to see if there's any legit gripes here.
Aroldis Chapman.
Okay.
J.D. Martinez got traded to the Diamondbacks in 17. Mark Teixeira, Max Scherzer, J.A. Happ. Remember when he was good for a month? David Price. Nah, CeCe should be number one.
I feel the
only
like
gripe is from Cubs fans.
Maybe you missed something through the cracks, but of the names you just listed, I mean, not a single one has an argument over CeCe. So I think it was a legitimate take there.
Well, and that could change. Number one could be Eugenio Suarez if the Brewers trade for him.
Oh, God.
The breaking news is Ryan McMahon is going to the Yankees.
Yeah.
Tim, are you expecting – we haven't had a trade. I mean, your Anthony Swarzak and your Jonathan Scopes and your, you know, whatever. We haven't had a trade anywhere comparable to CeCe since 2008. If there's going to be a year, and we talked about this last week, but then every day you text me that we're going to the World Series. And I know that I'm a built-in Brewers fan who is nihilistic and thinks nothing will ever happen. And maybe I'll look back at this and say that I was stupid, but you can't deny something feels different this time. Something's feeling different right now.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, it does. Maybe it does because they're just everything's.
What a piece of shit you are, Jesus Christ!
Where are you driving
in 1976?
I'm driving home.
On 3G? Are you on 3G?
No, I'm on 5. Yeah.
Do you have a Hewlett-Packard 2001 webcam in your car?
Does your phone say it is now safe to turn off your phone when you shut it down for the night?
Oh, man.
What an absolute piece of shit.
That was amazing content. Never change, Timmy.
Look at him.
Bart, I do want to mention that take you just had about this feels different.
He's frozen like he's goddamn Steve Rogers.
I must caution you, something feels different. Like, that is, we make fun of Bears fans every single offseason when they're like, I always make the joke, a tradition like none other, a new Bears era starts this year. Like, this year's different for Brewers. So, it doesn't mean I'm going to enjoy the run less or that I'm going to be less heartbroken or more heartbroken when they do ultimately lose in the first round. But, like, what is different about this team is like they're super super fun and likable. I'll say that much. Scrappy underdog.
Yeah, we're picking up guys. I mean, to bring up Miz and to find Andrew Vaughn and to have Caleb Durbin and Isaac Collins and whoever the fuck else we just pulled up.
Yeah, I like Grant's take about like when you play the Brewers, you just like, God damn it.
Yes, Tim.
This is why this podcast has the following it does, right?
What I was saying.
Premium content. This really should be behind a paywall, Bart.
Why? Who's paying for this?
That was like a minute ago when I did that. So I find.
Tim, just get into the city. Where are you?
He's at home.
Oh, Fantastic Four is good.
Yeah, that's what my coworker said. But I think I'm falling into the trap that a lot of people do with other celebrities where I'm kind of sick of Pedro Pascal and, like, just go away for a little bit. You don't need to be
in
everything.
He's a good Reed Richards, though. He is. The casting's really good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to watch it, but I'm glad you liked it.
Why aren't you going to watch it?
I have put up a stand that I'm not going to watch sequels, prequels, or anything based on an IP anymore because we have to reject these things so we can start getting fun, original, new content because we've already hit the cycle where now the new media that's getting made is remakes of other new media and retakes and and relaunchings, and it's just becoming a never-ending cycle of poo-poo. And I don't know. It doesn't work for me.
Well, I would maybe prior agree with you, but don't you think there's something to updating and retelling a story and giving it a different twist?
Well, like, okay, for instance, you have to agree with me. Happy Gilmore 2 looks fucking terrible.
Oh, it looks terrible. I can't wait to watch it tonight. It looks terrible. I think it's going to, what I wonder is, I think it's going to be like how I've seen Anchorman 100 times and I saw Anchorman 2 once and don't remember anything about
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, no, it looks bad.
Yeah. No, it's sad. And like, did you see Sinners?
I didn't.
See, I'm like, this is what needs to happen. Like, people need to see this movie so then, like, this director can get more projects like this and we can, like, you know, we can have movies again because we don't have movies anymore. We just have continuations of IPs.
Like, so what about, like, Barbie?
Yeah, no. I mean, I saw my I have two daughters. They wanted to see it. I didn't know what I was getting them into because it's definitely not a kid's movie.
It was also 20 minutes too long.
Yeah, it was not good. I wanted it to be funny was my issue. Like, I had no problem with the message and how that all came across, but it was just, there wasn't any jokes. There wasn't anything funny in it. But you know what? Okay, so, like, Sinners was
Barbie?
Sinners was a hit out of nowhere, right? So what's going to happen Barbie. Now? Oh, there you go. What? Should I even ask?
Here's Ken.
Why do you just have a bag?
She's got a bag of Barbies down here. Here's headless, topless Barbie.
Should I be concerned? Why do you just have that readily available? You didn't even have to get up to get that.
Who is this? Wonder Woman?
That's Wonder Woman, yeah.
Here's redhead naked Barbie.
I was going to say, this is like when you open a pack of cards, but it's like, let's check out my naked doll collection.
This is funny because all the Kens in this bag are dressed and all the Barbies are fucking naked.
I thought that was like a Pee Wee Herman that you just pulled out or something.
Hey, Tim's not in a car.
No, I'm not.
Whose house did you break into?
My house. Somewhere where I could get Wi-Fi.
Hey, I got to complain about the Brewers.
Why?
How do I share my screen?
Well, oh, here.
Well, I wanted to go to the game today. And these 310 sick tickets, I sat in those for $60 2 weeks ago. The cheapest I could get in is 29. It was 60 yesterday, but now that we're getting closer.
Yeah,
I should have known a 3 o'clock game on a Friday in the summer. I should have picked up tickets for that right away. I know you're going, right?
I'm gonna buy tickets. I'm gonna probably buy a $29 ticket.
Okay, so I want to take my kid. I think it's a great thing to do. And then they decided they're gonna make it a 25th anniversary thing, and now have this home run derby, and all of this is cool. It's all cool, but it's also, what did I say? I said, creative by the Brewers to find a way to celebrate more losers, but it's very transparent.
That's a little stiff.
So we're celebrating 25 years of a ballpark because this team hasn't done anything enough to fake celebrate the 82 team. We can always say, oh, they made the World Series, so we can celebrate them all the time. Now there's a new generation of Brewers that we don't know how to, like, celebrate. You can't say we're celebrating the 2008 team because they made the playoffs for the first time in 26 years. You can't do that. So you have to manufacture some bullshit, and that's what they did. It's cool. I'm glad they're doing it. It's going to be fun. I wish I was there. It's going to be awesome. It also is transparent, is what I'm saying.
Well, you know what's interesting to me is, like, let's say in 10, 15 years, we honor this team, right? None of them hit a home run. So are we going to have, like, a work the count contest or, like, a, you know, bloop single in the left contest? Like, what do you do for that?
Is that DiGiorno's? Where's that pizza from?
Alfonso's.
Alfonso's.
Never had.
Never heard.
You would love it. They have all the wrestling shit in there. All the dolls, the little...
action figures, Tim.
Sorry, I said dolls. Yes, I know.
See, I also didn't watch wrestling as a kid. So, like, everyone said what? That their childhood died.
Oh, wow.
I didn't watch wrestling until Shawn Michaels beat or lost to The Undertaker.
Like 2008? 9? Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
You are one of very few, I'm sure. That is, I mean, I will never.
Yeah, everybody watches it, then grows out of it.
Yeah.
I didn't eat my boogers till I was 25.
You missed some great times, man. You missed the whole Attitude Era.
Hey, Jake, why is all the weight on my body transferring to my gut? I weigh the same.
No, I told you, like, that's cortisol, buddy. It's called a cortisol belly. It's a survival tactic. Your body goes into it when you're under high stress. So you start to get fat storage there. So if you ever see pictures of children that are like impoverished and they're starving and they have that gut, it's your body is it's storing nutrients, essentially. It's the easiest way to put it, I guess. So the only way to really get rid of that is to de-stress your life. So good luck, my friend.
No, that ain't happening.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, diet and exercise is important. But yeah, that little pooch thing where you can get ripped everywhere else, but it won't go away. That's
well, I'm not ripped. I mean, look, my chest is flat as. I mean, look at this. It's flat. It's just flat.
This could definitely be behind a paywall. Tim, what do you got?
God. I'm not taking my shirt off.
Bart, are you lifting, Bart, or are you just doing, like, your steps and your cardio?
I'm just walking.
Yeah, you got to get some lifting in, man.
You know, what does chill me out, though, a little bit is these gummies I take from Happy Place Hemp.
Oh, do tell.
Well, the gummies are really good. They help you sleep. They help you relax. There's different levels of the THC and stuff that's in them, Delta 8, Delta 9. And I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a place called Happy Place Hemp. They're in Muskego. And with the promo code BART, you get 25% off every order.
Every order.
You can also have the seltzers if you want to have a drink.
No
you can
kidding.
Drink that instead, yeah.
See, the problem for me is, like, I don't know what I would like from there. So, like, I would need some sort, like, if they had some sort of sample or something like that, you know.
Oh, wow. You're in luck. They have a sampler pack, which you can use the promo code for. And then once you realize what you like the most, you can then go back and buy more of those and still use the promo code BART.
Wow. I'm sold, man. You got me.
HappyPlaceHemp.com.
Check them out. All right, boys, I'm going to head out. I want to watch you two do some classic banter here. So love you, Timmy.
All right, see you, Jake.
So like I was earlier, but then my internet, I guess.
What's going on with you in the car?
It's just there are a couple bad spots, and of course I hit them all the time when I'm with you. So I was gonna say maybe it feels different because they're doing everything like they're hitting the ball, they're pitching well, their bullpen's great, all at once. Mm. Where before, you'd maybe get good hitting, but the pitching was meh or the bullpen sucked. So hopefully they haven't peaked either.
You know, I would like to do, honestly, I would like to watch the series this weekend against Miami. I think I'm going to buy a Florida Marlins throwback hat, actually. Those are cool.
Like the teal?
Yeah, it's throwback weekend.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to buy one.
The question is, are you going to go to any games next week?
No, I want to go in a coma and wake up Wednesday night.
Wednesday and see what happened?
I don't like this. I like when we go there. You go to Wrigley, everyone's so nice.
I know. They are.
The people they send up here are like the people on the front lines that you would send to war. Like, I can fucking die. The Cubs fans that come up here are just the worst. They're the worst. And they know they're the worst. And they come up here and shit on everything. And it's just a disaster.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And I don't like, I was talking to Jack was filling in for me, or Carlos, last night. He's a Mets fan. And they got the Mets-Phillies thing going on back and forth. And those are the two divisions right now that are back and forth. And I don't know. I just wish it was more like fun. It's not fun.
I'm going to.
Then you got the Packers having this throwback, and people are like, oh, it's ripping off a Bears throwback. My brother, all jerseys look the same in the fucking 1920s.
It's not ripping off the Bears. It's ripping off Illinois. Like, literally.
Well, they changed their brown. They saw Illinois' helmet, and they're like, oh, if we're going to do that, we should do that instead of just brown. But the jersey they're going back to, the Packers and Bears used to look the exact same. I'm just tired of the banter seems so, it's not like, you know, like when you're with your buddies and fantasy football chats and it's like, oh, fuck you. Yeah, your wife sucks. That's fun. But with the Brewers, because we're not friends. And it's like, it's just, and they do it to us more than we do it to them. Like, we suck to them, but they suck worse. They do suck worse.
They do. Because we've won a lot more than they have.
They haven't made the playoffs since 2020.
I know. That's crazy. I heard that the other day, and I'm like, that can't be true.
I didn't think it was either. I don't even think it was coming out of my mouth. I just said it, but I just looked it up, but I still don't feel like it's true.
And pretty much everybody made the playoffs in 2020, so.
Yeah, we made the playoffs. We had 28 wins. You know, 5 years ago, this would have been day three of the MLB season. It didn't start till July 23rd.
Well, for us, we would have had more delay because didn't the Cardinals get sick on like day two when they were in town?
Was that when Murph had his heart attack?
Oh, yeah. No, he had it during that. Like, remember when they practiced like the 2 weeks before?
Yeah, like, I went to one of those games.
Summer training.
I did. I got to go to one of those.
They televised one of those games.
They did.
They had nothing else to show. It's
hey, why? I'm still pissed about this. I bought a cardboard cutout. Why would you sell the cardboard cutouts if you're just going to stick them in the 400s and not ever put them on TV? That's not what the point of them was. Whose harebrained idea was that?
Can we not go back there to that time, please?
You weren't there, were you?
No.
No.
If I was, I probably would have gotten let go or something.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm going after work later today to the game. I'll let you know how it is. I'll let you know how the home run derby.
Are they going
to
televise the home run derby?
Yeah, they are.
They are?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yep. Oh, what just happened here? At least 100 NFL players face fines for selling Super Bowl? For allegedly selling Super Bowl tickets above face value. Oh, good for them.
Yeah, I don't see why that's a problem.
I don't either. That's why the players needed to make a buck or two.
if they gave the players the ticket, it's out of their hands. You gave it to them. Can't then fine them afterwards. You gave it to them.
I wonder how many Packers are on the list.
So I took off to go to the game today, but now I'm not going.
Well, what if you go like last minute? What if I find something like under 15?
No, I wanted to go with my kid. That was the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. I said, let's go. You said, no, I'm going with my kid if I go. Thanks.
We're going to a Milkman game for his birthday.
When's that? Tell me later. I don't want people to show up.
Well, I called the Milkman and I'm like, should I reserve tickets? He's like, just call me the day of. So he's like, there'll be tickets. You won't. I'm like, should I even come? Is it fun? He's like, yeah, that'll be fine.
You said you wanted to go to a Badger game this year. Would you take your son to the Badger game?
No, I specifically want to go to the Thursday night game.
Okay. Are you going to come? Are you going to go?
I don't know. I don't know what I would. I don't know. I didn't plan on it yet.
Well, it's like 3 weeks away or so.
Sure.
Well, let me know if you go.
Packers shareholders meeting is today. This is the 1 year anniversary of when I emailed the Packers and said, I want like a media credential for the shareholders meeting. And they said, just come as a fan. In fact, I have gone to a shareholders meeting one time.
Aren't you go? Like, isn't this your time to go? And you as an owner?
I would like to share with you the one time I did go. Hey guys, it's Bart. Well, it is game day here at Lambeau Field, or at least it seems that way. Thoughts so far, Dad?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, all these people coming for this meeting. Can't wait to get in the bowl.
I'm trying to low key this.
I'm wearing the same shirt.
Get a little giddy. So far, I've kind of turned into a little kid again, and I love the Packers. And just being here changes my voice a little bit, like when people go back home to their native lands. That's kind of what's happening to me right now. Gosh, I love the back. One thought I just had is that it's kind of stupid they go through with this. Like, what do you think Mark and Ted think before the game? Or before, it's not a game. I mean, this is stupid for them. I love it so much. Well, now everybody's leaving. I mean, I think we're halfway done. But Mark Murphy's done talking. And the beer sales just started. It's very cool. But it's time to go. I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they're talking about. Look, I fell back in love with this team being here. It was really a cool experience. I'm glad I did it. A lot of these people, to be honest, shouldn't be allowed out of the house, much less to have ownership in a football team and be a co-owner with me. So I'm a little embarrassed in that regard. But I'm very excited. It was a great day. Good spending time with my pops and ready for the season to start. So, as always, go Pack Go. How about that? That was nice.
Riveting. Very, very riveting. Just high quality.
It was a well-made video, I thought.
It was. It was good.
That was 2017. Also, I think the last time I went out of the house without a hat on. I think that was it.
Okay.
So I'm sad I won't be there. We got the shareholders meeting today. We got the Brewers Marlins today.
Brewers Marlins all weekend. Close to sellouts. All weekend long. Should be a good series. The Brewers should sweep. Let's be
real. What do you think the percent chance is that we get Suarez? I think it's 2.
I'm going to say like 30%.
I think he's one of the Cubs.
Well, Diamondbacks made a trade.
Sorry. They are.
Yankees got their guy. It's got to be the Brewers, right? Is Mark serious finally?
I think we're going to get Nolan Arenado. I think the Cards are going to be like, fuck this. And he's going to come here and hit like 220 and 5 home runs.
Or did we make our big trade already with Andrew Vaughn, King Vaughn?
You know, getting Nestor Cortez back is like getting an arm at the deadline.
Stop. That's a loser's mentality.
And we just got Blake Perkins back. That's basically like getting an outfielder. Stop.
If the Brewers are serious, they will get Eugenio Suarez.
When are we going to go drinking again?
Well, I thought maybe you'd be working tonight, so, but
No, I'm off to go to the game. I'm not going to. I'm taking a vacation on Wednesday again with my dad.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Chicago.
For what?
West Ham plays at Soldier Field.
Wear your Brewer shit during the day around there.
They do play.
If we win.
They do play. No, I'm going to wear my Hammers shirt. The Hammers. Well, clearly we're coming to an end. I want to start drinking anyway. I'm off, so.
Good for you. You start drinking. I'll go keep monitoring Brewer ticket prices.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to drink until 2 o'clock. Oh, shit. It's 1:56. You know,
the parking lot opened today at 10.
Why was this game scheduled at 3 in the first place? It wasn't for this. They added the sign.
This was scheduled like back when the schedule came out. So
next summer, if there's any bullshit like this, I'm just going to buy the ticket right away.
Buy the ticket right away.
Fucking Miami Marlins. I am going to cop. I'm going to cop that Marlins hat right now.
They're going to have 42,000 people there on a Friday at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, there should be a Friday afternoon game. There should be an afternoon game every day in baseball. And the Cubs shouldn't just have Friday 120 rights. Other teams should do that. It's brilliant. Anyway, all right.
All right.
Prediction, nice to see you.
Prediction going out, coming out on Wednesday. Brewers up. Brewers back.
We'll be up.
How many?
Should I do a trade deadline show next week?
Well, I mean, if a trade happens whenever, you need to jump. We need to jump on.
Last weekend, I was ready to do a emergency Giannis traded to the Knicks show since everybody was texting me about it and calling my personal.
Did you see what Dame said about Milwaukee?
He seemed to say nice things.
He did. I just wanted to say. So.
Yeah, I think we're all going to look back at it like we tried, it didn't work, things happened. Oh well. Even if you go back in time knowing it's not going to work out, you still make that trade in case it does.
Correct.
Yep. And I don't have a problem with that. Now, I do have a problem with every time that they make a big move, it's in reaction to a playoff where they were hurt. They haven't been healthy in a playoff in 5 years. We're doing all this stuff. Maybe we didn't need to. Maybe Bud should still be coaching with Drew and Middleton. Maybe. Probably not, though. They got old.
They got old real quick.
Clippers average age is 33 and a half. That's insane.
That's old.
All right.
All right, Bart.
Oh, I'm going to play Jake's voicemail just so I can delete it from my email.
What did he say?
That the world's not real.
Well, we knew that.
I don't think it's real. You can call me on the Carl's Place voicemail line, 402-915-2278. Oh, for some reason it's quiet when I play it off my phone now. So never mind on that. He already told me anyway. Okay, that's a fucking problem. All right, good to see you, and thank you all for stopping into... Wait, we got some comments. I'm going to read these. Mark says, Fantastic Four was good. I saw it last night. Austin says, Sinners was fantastic. Brew City is accusing Jake of dyeing his hair jet black. Pete says, Sweeping the Dodgers 2 times this July should have reduced those cortisol levels. Brew City says, I like watching Tim eat. MC Lee says, if I'm being honest, I love this team, but it still feels nothing different than the last 6 years. Team is good, but not a World Series winner. They need to add. I'm a great man and a character. Jake says he heard Giannis to Brooklyn should be announced today. All right, that was worth it. Thank you for always, and I'm leaving. Fuck this.
Go Brewers!
Piece of shit.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.